Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Friends of the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge have been recognized as the outstanding wildlife refuge friends group in the country. Let's go in depth with Joan Van Gorp, president of the group. So Joan, where are you from?
I'm from Prairie City.
And interested in wildlife? You grew up a country girl, farm girl, what?
Where I grew up, the farm was outside of Prairie City, and it was just a couple miles from the refuge. In fact, some of the land that my dad rented for like pasture and hayfield is now part of the refuge. And we have friends that lived on land that is now the refuge. So as a kid, you know, some of that land I roamed over quite a lot.
And it's changed a lot since then, hasn't it?
It has, because it was, you know, almost entirely farm ground. I mean, some pasture, but there was really a couple tiny remnants of prairie. So it has, you know, really undertaken a great change over the years.
And you're president of the Friends of the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge.
Right, that's correct.
And so how does one get to be a friend? I mean, I like to go visit. I'm not a friend, though, I don't think. But how does that happen?
Well, the Friends groups, they're kind of located all across the United States supporting different refuges, and we're all nonprofit organizations. And the main thing we do is, just because of the continued federal budget cuts, we provide a lot of funding for the refuge, for just even operating, you know, expenses, things that they would not be able to fund otherwise. And so to become a friend, we are a membership-based organization. So people can go to our website, which is tallgrass.org, and they can become a member there through a donation. And that's how it usually, or once the visitor center opens up again, that's a lot of people come out there and then become a friend that way at the nature store.
I see. And so you provide financial support. Might you be the person behind the desk when I come to buy a book or something?
That's all. That the nature store that is located in the visitor center is totally managed and staffed by the friends and volunteers. So if I'm usually there sometimes on the weekends, but otherwise we have some really dedicated volunteers that are out there pretty much every day, 9 to 4. And yeah, they greet the people, and then they also make sales in the store also.
And how about interpretation? Do you do any interpretation for us?
You know, I haven't done much. I should say over the years, I've led a couple groups, you know, that have come out, like one time from Simpson College, and we had kind of a work day. But there are a lot of volunteers that have helped with that over the years. The staff, of course, is the main people who do the interpretation. But a lot of times they will have volunteers that will help with different events. And so that, you know, that go on usually throughout the year. Of course, because of COVID, everything is kind of on hold right now.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge with Joan Van Gorp, president of the Friends of the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge. Well, I was just thinking as you were saying that visiting the refuge is a perfect thing to do, especially with the kids during COVID, since it is outdoors.
Oh, definitely. And the visitorship on the auto tour route, because there is a route you can drive that then takes you through the bison and elk enclosure. There's several trails that are right there by the visitor center, and all of the numbers of visitation has just skyrocketed since March when everything started happening. So a lot of people are finding it's a great place to still be able to get out and, you know, enjoy nature.
Can you give us a little bit of history of the refuge?
Sure. The land that the refuge is, the main the original portion was actually owned by what used to be Iowa Power and Light, which of course now is Mid-American, and it was going to be a nuclear power plant. And then when that kind of fell out of favor, Neil Smith, who was our congressman at that time, helped to, his dream was always to get some Tallgrass Prairie reestablished. And so he helped through Congress to get the money appropriated to buy the initial part. And then slowly, you know, and that was in, like I said, 1990. And slowly it's, you know, we've helped get a little bit of extra land for the refuge. And just as land becomes available, they're hoping to increase the size. It's one of the largest reconstruction projects in the world for Tallgrass Prairie. Again, it's real close to Des Moines, just 20 miles east of Des Moines, just off Highway 163. Has, you know, like I mentioned, has great walking trails. There's bike lanes along the 5-mile entry road that runs from Prairie City to the visitor center. And then the biggest draw a lot of times for people is, again, you can drive through the enclosure where the where the elk and the bison are. And it's about 800 acres. So you don't always see them, but if you're patient, they do definitely roam around throughout the day. So you usually can see at least a portion of the herds.
Yeah, it's always fantastic to see them. Mm-hmm. And some of our younger listeners might not know who Neil Smith, Congressman Neil Smith, was.
Right. Actually, like I said, he was our congressman a long time ago. I'm not even for sure when he retired. He just had his 100th birthday this year, and he's still a regular visitor to the refuge, when the visitor center is still open. But he was a great person for conservation. He helped getting Red Rock started, Red Rock Lake, Sailorville. And, of course, there's also the Neil Smith Trail, bike trail in Des Moines. So he's been a great advocate for a lot of big projects in central Iowa.
Well, I had the privilege of meeting Congressman Smith a couple of years ago. It was at the Polk County Steak Fry, and I was sitting down at the end of a picnic table by myself. And I felt this presence beside me, and I heard a voice say, "Do you mind if I join you?" And I said, "Of course." And he sat down across from me, and I looked at him, and he had an older gentleman, of course, and he had on the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge hat. And I said, "Why, you're Neil Smith." And he said, "Why, yes, I am." And we had a wonderful conversation. He's quite a guy.
Oh, he's amazing. He still is just as sharp as can be, and he loves the refuge, and his greatest joy is when he goes out there and sees children out there enjoying the refuge, whether it's school groups or just children with their families. I mean, that just makes his day to see that, because that's really what he envisioned the big part of the refuge would be, to have it enjoyed by, you know, all generations.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge with Joan Van Gorp, president of the Friends of the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge. Well, and that was one time planned to be a nuclear power plant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Originally, that's what it was going to be. And then from what I've understood, a couple things, of course, you know, just the dangers of nuclear power, but also the land around the refuge, there's a good portion of it had been almost like surface coal mines. And so it really wasn't the best, you know, place to actually put something like that. So that I've heard that that's another reason why they decided not to do that. And we're very glad. This is a lot better than that. So
why do you volunteer? Why do you do it?
Well, you know, originally I kind of got started just because I took the Iowa Master Gardener classes. You know, I needed my community service hours. And so I started volunteering out there since it's so close to home. And then you do just fall in love with the prairie, you know, with the openness, you know, picturing what it was before settlement, when, you know, at least 85% of Iowa was tall grass prairie. And so to think that they're restoring even just a little portion of it, and that you can be a part of that, to me, that was very important. And then just working with the staff, and the other volunteers. I mean, you know, I've made lifelong friends just all through the refuge. It's just a very special place, and it's a great place to go. You know, it's very peaceful when you go out there to take a drive or a walk. You know, it's just a very positive experience when you're out there.
Well, now you're going to be accepting an award soon from the National Wildlife Refuge Association in recognition of the Friends of Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge as being the best friends group in the country. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is. We're very proud of that because we are one of the smaller friends groups probably. And also this refuge, you know, is a smaller refuge in comparison to a lot of them, not as well known. Kind of since we are in Iowa and in a rural setting. So, we were very, very proud that they recognized our efforts, you know, of what we do to support the refuge. And also a big part of it is, you know, what we do for the community, the outreach and, you know, letting people being informed of what the refuge is. That was another big portion of that. So,
I found myself, you know, during these COVID time since March, finding myself outside more on longer walks at a smaller refuge closer to home. But I find myself sort of healing on these walks. Do you feel that too? Sort of just this healing half hour and a half. Do you get that too?
Oh, definitely. I mean, especially like you said, now when you know, nothing is normal, it seems like. You know, we can't do our regular things. It is so easy to just go out there. And again, it is very peaceful. If you go, I'm a big one for getting up early and going out there and watching the sunrise. And it's nothing more beautiful than that. With the, you know, you're out there totally by yourself, other than maybe the bison herd is beside the road, you know, just waking up for the day. And there really is. There is a lot to that to say that nature has healing properties. Because, yeah, all of us that have volunteered out there, I think, or visited out there have felt that there's just something special just to be out there for a while.
And so for those of us that, now are thinking about the refuge a lot and don't live that far away, I guess it doesn't matter how far away we live. We can still be friends of the refuge, right? And how do we do that?
Yeah, we have friends, members from all over the country. Some have been members for years and years because of, you know, some connection to the refuge. Some had been interns years ago and just always continued to support. Also, you know, some people, they just come once and it's just like they're hooked and they say, you know, I want to be a friends member. And I've had that when the store was open and I'd be there and talking to visitors. There were some, they just really appreciated it. And appreciated what we were trying to do to help, you know, support and grow the refuge. You know, so any donation, any size is greatly welcome because that is our main, you know, we have our income comes from memberships and donations, the nature store when it's open, of course, now it's closed. And then also we do have a pretty active grant writing program. So, yeah, we appreciate any of our members for sure.
Well, and one of the things I suspect you hope that people take away from any visit is a larger appreciation of nature and the outdoors for anywhere and everywhere, and just maybe instill a conservation ethic, I presume.
Oh, yes, definitely, because, you know, especially now, it seems like it's needed even more when you do see some of the things that are happening. You know, even on federal land, you know, when they're trying to drill for oil on national wildlife refuges or, you know, take some of the land back from national wildlife refuges for, there's a place in Nevada, a refuge in Nevada, and they went to, the Air Force wants to use more of it, which would be for like, so they could fly their airplanes, you know, and do exercises over that. Well, that definitely disrupts all the wildlife that is there. So, yeah, we want people to become aware of what's going on in the country and, you know, hopefully they can, you know, develop a love for even our just small little refuge and then learn more of what they can do as citizens to improve the whole country that way.
Well, then congratulations on the award.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I hope a lot of people do come out to visit us. And again, the roads and trails are all open from dawn to dusk, so even though the visitor center is closed, please come out and explore the refuge.
Thanks to Joan Van Gorp for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.